What is the spending trend that you're seeing on cybersecurity over the past 5 years or so?
Well, thank you for having me. The Bloomberg government study that was just produced found that over the past 5 years, cybersecurity spending has remained stable at about $1.8 billion per year. And that sort of goes against other estimates pointing out a growth of 8.9 to 10% every year. And so that those findings themselves are interesting because everyone is talking about how spending is increasing in cybersecurity, and that might allow a space for contractors during this current budget environment to grow into.
The numbers are particularly surprising because of the amount of people that I talk to in industry on a weekly basis, Jason, who are saying we're going to move more into the cyberspace. If we have practices already, we're going to expand them. There are companies that are trying to make acquisitions if they don't think they can grow their own cybersecurity practices. And so I wonder if you look at this data that you have, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com. I wonder if you look at that data and say maybe those aren't the best decisions somebody should be making if that pie is going to at least stay the same size, even at a time when other pies across government are starting to shrink.
Well, and first of all, I would like to point out that the spending that the data that we have is based on unclassified contract spending. So I want to put that out there first of all. Secondly, we did find an interesting trend within the data itself that computer network operations, which is basically the day-to-day monitoring of network traffic, making sure that people aren't hacking in, stealing data, that spending has increased. Over the past 5 years, it's actually increased 48%, or about $220 million. So there are areas of growth within what looks like a relatively flat spend on cybersecurity. So companies that specialize in technologies that allow for, like, continuous monitoring, they tend to be better positioned in the market, at least as the numbers has shown over the past 5 years.
All right, a couple of elements of this research that you've done that I wanted to bring up and just to ask you to tell me a little bit more about. Did you get a sense from doing this research about why the number that you found is much less than most people think when they're looking at cybersecurity spend overall?
Yeah, it's extremely difficult to map out the market and try to measure it, in that trying to disaggregate what is cyber from the overall sort of IT spending. So the IT spend amount within the Department of Defense. Well, of course, not all of it is cyber. And so sometimes that gets lumped into when people are doing a market assessment of cybersecurity. So what we did is we divided it up into three different spend categories. And the first one is information assurance. And that's basically the development of policies to secure information systems, like requiring, say, biometric identification, basically to get to gain access to a computer system. And then the next one is information security, which is sometimes wrapped up or used synonymously with information assurance. But for our study, we focused on looking at the technologies of cybersecurity when we refer to information security. And then the third bucket I made reference to is computer network operations, which, again, that's the day-to-day sort of operations and maintenance and monitoring of networks to make sure that people aren't breaking in.
Now, as you've mentioned, you acknowledge in this work that you look at cybersecurity differently. You categorize some items differently than other folks do. What's the reason for that, Jason?
Well, it primarily because how we grabbed our information is that we developed a list of keywords in coordination with cybersecurity professionals, people working in the private sector and also on-site at government departments and agencies. And from those keywords, because we use those keywords then to pull from a Bloomberg proprietary database of federal contract data. And those keywords highlighted a trend of sort of natural bucketing of terms, and so we just went with that, and I think we found really good, really accurate numbers, at least for unclassified spending.
Another observation you make that I thought was interesting: cybersecurity spending tends to rise for 1 to 3 months after new directives and standards are released, and then falls. Any indication of why that happens? Is it just because people scurry to comply with whatever the newest thing is, and then they're finished with what they need to do and move on? Or is it more, something is forgotten once it's been worked on a little bit?
Well, so with the Department of Defense, anytime a new policy is developed, at least in cybersecurity, they're putting out new requirements, new needs, new ways to secure networks. As cyber threats change and evolve over time, you have to address them as they change. And so these requirements are ongoing, and every time a policy is developed to address one, they're going to have or reach out at least to contractors to fulfill those needs.